We're listening with Emporia High Coach Keaton Tuttle here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, man, just an outstanding performance for three quarters, three-point game going into the fourth quarter. They scored on the first play of the fourth quarter, and then just a turnover by Fred Jackson there, and then it became a 17-point game, and then all of a sudden just couldn't build from there. But just tell me, what did you like about from that performance last Friday night as you go into the postseason?
Yeah, they came out and competed, and on top of that, they executed. They executed very well. We've got to get a few stops more on defense, and we know that. They're all things. It's not anything that's out of the obvious or anything like that. We've got to play a little bit better there, and we just got to continue to make sure we move the ball like we did on Friday, and I like what we can do.
It was really big to have Fred Jackson back, and, on senior night, he really wanted to go out on a high note, and he provided some things that he didn't do in week one.
Yeah, for sure. I think the addition of a few of the guys around him as well, it was huge. I thought our receiving corps played very, very well. And we blocked well up front too, and Bobby ran well, especially when we needed to run it. So, he brings a good dynamic. They got to respect the run. And I think that can help us open up things in the pass as well.
And I know you were getting some guys back last week, and Bobby was one of those for sure. And if Fred gets the start and Sheldon back to receiver, I know you guys want to try to be at full strength. How's everything looking?
I think we're really close, and it'd be nice to see if we can fire on all cylinders, how well we could play. So I'm hoping this Friday is a chance for us to do that.
I guess another thing, special teams. We saw a punt return for a touchdown by Jalen King, and Jalen's been dynamic in his three games playing, but he was able to cut to the near side, and then he had some blocks and one man to beat. And just how great was it to see special teams get on the board for the first time as well?
Yeah, it was huge. It's been a while since we've had, a special team score, and he's the type of kid who can give you that spark. So, it was blocked well up front. Eli Hensley had a great block on it that kind of sprung him. He's another new one as well. So it was great to see those guys finally play to their ability.
We're visiting with Emporia High Coach Keaton Tuttle here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, it's a former Centennial League foe on Friday night at Hummer. Another trip to Hummer this year. That usually happens a couple times during the regular season, but it's going to happen in the postseason. I was doing some numbers over the weekend. EHI has won the last 13 meetings between the Scots. But they shifted leagues to the Meadowlark and are 6-2, and a big part of their success has been Trey Richardson and, running the ball. He's thrown a couple touchdowns, and he's hauled in a couple there as well, and he's just that anchor for this Highland Park team. What stands out on film besides Trey Richardson?
They're a very good team. They really are. I think they've done a nice job. They're winning games. They're obviously that seed for a reason. But Rich kid, he's a special player. I've seen a few players in my short tenure, and he's definitely one that stands out. He's going to be successful at any level he goes to. That dynamic of a player. So we know he's going to get his touches and things like that. We got to make sure we try to limit that as much as we can. At the same time, we're going to have to play pretty well because, they're a very, very good team. They're there for a reason. Everything else that's happened, this year, last year, whichever, kind of a fresh start, and they're hungry to get one just like we are.
And I guess, how do you continue to build off the Junction City game? Because arguably probably one of your better games offensively, and I know defensively you want to clean things up, but how do you just continue to build off that in practice this week?
I think it finally shows them, they can play with anybody when they play to their ability, Junction's a very good team. I think they're top 5 in 6A, so, a very, very good team, and when we play to our ability, so are we. So, I think it's big for their confidence, and it should carry into this week.
Well, Coach, I've appreciated each week we've had these conversations. Looking forward to seeing what you guys do in the postseason. Best of luck on Friday night, and let's see if you guys can get a little postseason run going.
For sure. Thanks, Dylan. We appreciate it.
That's Emporia High Coach Keaton Tuttle joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Next Tech Wireless and Miller Granite on KVOE, live and local.